It's always kind of subtitled, I don't know, SOH, Shake Our Head, or SMH, Shake My Head, where we hit you with a trio of potential inductees into the Crunch Time Tool Shed. But as always, first and foremost, before anybody goes in, we've got to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Oh, that is still the most obnoxious, phony laugh in the history of audio. All right, let's start with some whiny Detroit Tiger fans. I don't know why. It seems like we've covered the stupid unwritten rules of baseball. But so Wednesday night, Detroit fireballer Justin Verlander takes a perfecto into the sixth inning against the Mariners. Center fielder Jared Dyson lays down a great bunt for a hit. It's a 4-0 game, and many fans on social media were quite agitated, playing the, oh, it's tainted or it's cowardly card, but it's June. Mariners are in the hunt because the wild card situation in the AL is so weak and up for grabs. And by the way, they end up winning the game. So a pretty good strategy. And here's the catch. Justin Verlander had absolutely no issue with it, saying, perfect bunt in that situation, part of the game. Of course, with the way Verlander's been throwing lately, he's in no position to complain about anything. He hasn't had a win since May 20th, and his ERA is 4.5. All right, let's keep the same theme going and call out Met first baseman Wilmer Flores. In Wednesday's 8-2 wipeout loss to the Dodgers, in the fourth inning, Yasiel Puig hit a moonshot off New York rookie Tyler Pill. And yeah, he admired it a little too long. And as he rounded first, Flores says something. You actually see Puig turn around, look over his shoulder, and he told Flores to do something that starts with the sixth letter of the alphabet. And it appeared the catcher as well, Travis d'Arnaud, piled on, although he said he was trying to make peacemaker. So for openers, you're the Mets. Right now, you are the laughing stock of 2017 in Major League Baseball. And to his credit, Mets skipper Terry Collins pointed out the obvious. We've got a lot more to worry about than somebody else's home run trot. And don't forget, last night, LA completed the four-game sweep, 6-3. Dodgers outscored the Mets in that four games 36-9. And the Dodgers, this is incredible. The Dodgers hit 15 homers in the series. So yeah, that's Puig's fault. Here's a crazy suggestion. Want to limit the pimping on opponent homers? Stop giving up homers every other pitch. And finally, we're going to step outside the world of sports and offer up William H. Cosby Jr., a.k.a. Bill Cosby. Dude, what the F is wrong with you? 60 different women come forward to say you're a sexual predator, a roofie-giving rapist. You go to trial. You weren't found innocent. It was a hung jury. And did you see him 3 days ago leaving the courthouse? He actually, with the camera on him, went, hey, 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 then announces he's going to tour, do a host of town hall meetings to, in essence, train guys to avoid legal trouble if they perpetuate sexual assault. Wait. Here's a thought. How about don't commit the crime? Novel concept, right? Or as Jody O'Meara of RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network said, maybe talk about not committing the sexual assault in the first place. And further, this case is going to be retried. It's not unlikely. There was pretty much one juror really holding out. Cosby may still spend the rest of his life behind bars. And I'm going to call this an easy one. This is supposed to be a sports show, but I just couldn't live with myself and let this slide. Buck number one, Bill Cosby, is in the Crunch Time tool shed. And right now, let's take a moment and close the Crunch Time tool shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.